Yesterday was the first Sunday in Advent, and for four Sundays we'll be preparing our hearts to celebrate the coming of our Savior. But what does Elijah, "My God is Jehovah," have to do with Advent? A clue is that to this day, when the Jews celebrate the Seder or the Passover meal, they have an empty chair at the meal. Why? They're waiting for Elijah to come. They believe, based on the promises of God, that before the Messiah comes, Elijah will come. This is based on God's promise in the last book of the Old Testament, the book Malachi, where in chapter 3 he says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before the Lord." 400 years before Jesus was born, the last verses of the last book of the Old Testament promise, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children." Now we can understand why God's Old Testament people, the Jews who were looking for an earthly kingdom, would expect the physical return of Elijah to usher in the age of the Messiah and the establishment of an earthly kingdom. Unfortunately, to this day, for Orthodox Jews, the chair remains empty. But fast forward now 400 years from Malachi to the events recorded in St. Luke's Gospel. The angel Gabriel was sent to a priest named Zacharias with the wondrous news that he and his wife Elizabeth, in their old age, were about to have a baby. But even more wondrous was the news that this baby, named John, would prepare God's people for the coming of the Messiah King. For even though John the Baptist was not physically Elijah returned to fill the empty chair, he came in the spirit and power of the great prophet. The angel Gabriel said, "He will go before the Messiah in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared." John the Baptist would prepare the people for the coming of Jesus with the same message of Elijah: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus himself identified John the Baptist as the promised Elijah. He said, "For all the prophets in the law," the Old Testament scriptures, "prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come." John the Baptist came to prepare the hearts of the people for their Messiah, and identified Jesus as that promised Lord and King. And so this Advent season, God, through the scriptures, prepares your hearts to again celebrate the coming of your Savior. Through the Word, the Holy Spirit calls, empowers you to repent of your sins and to believe in Jesus as your Savior. This Advent season, for us, that empty chair at the Seder Passover meal has been filled as John the Baptist came to make ready a people prepared for the coming of Jesus. And so John continues, and other messengers, prophets, preachers, teachers, professors, prepare your hearts and your minds to once again celebrate the coming of Jesus. We'll close our devotion this morning with the singing of the first stanza of hymn 63.